You're listening to New Car Smell Tuesday on Beyond the Airwaves, The Infinity Project.
Good evening, everybody. It's Tuesday night. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. Hope you enjoyed your extended holiday weekend. You know, we hope you thanked veterans, you know, not just yesterday, but you should be doing it every day. Because let's face it, without them, we wouldn't have the freedom to do this, right? Well, anyway, since this is Tuesday here at Beyond the Airways, The Infinity Project, that means it's time for New Car Smell Tuesday. We got new releases in video games, anime manga, Blu-ray DVDs, and of course the music. Gotta have the music. Anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme. I'm currently joined on the line by the AZ Magician. Good evening to you, my dear.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going good. We got Sajo in the chat room right now. Hey, Saj.
Hi, Sajo.
And guess what? Red Ranger Tim will be joining us in the second half because there is no after show from after the rabbit hole tonight. So.
Oh, all right.
So he will be in during the second half. I will be standing by at the queue. Along with the RSTUVWXYZ. Sorry, could not resist that one. Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started here. We'll start with the new video games this week. And we start with the Xbox One. And by the way, there is a new Xbox One S coming out, so... All right, so let's go ahead and get this started here. Bear with me, growl. All right, so we start with the Xbox One. And believe it or not, there's only 5 games this week. That's it. So, out yesterday, there was a game out yesterday? Wow. Yesterday was Romancing Saga 3. Today is Yaga. And then on Friday, Valfaris, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, and Sparklight. That's it. That's it for the Xbox. It's like, it's so quiet.
Well, you don't want me to be quiet.
No, I mean, it's so quiet that there's not that many games this week.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about. All right, on to the Switch. If I can figure out what the heck I'm doing. There we go. Sorry. My brain. All right, yeah, there's a few more games on the Switch this week. Today we have Bee Simulator, as in B-E-E. Yaga, Thief of Thieves Season 1, and that's just today. And then on Wednesday, Rocket Wars, Galactic Defense Squadron, Sparklight, and Squidgy's Takeover. Don't ask. And then on Friday, this Friday is probably the big one of the year for the Nintendo Switch, Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield.
I've seen fillers like that between games on my tablet.
Ah. It's the Feller Brush Man. I'm kidding. Alright, well, that's all for the Switch. Now it's on to the PS4. If that thing will get in there. Come on, thank you. Okay. Alright, here are the PS4 games. Yesterday was Romancing Saga 3. Today we have Yaga and VR Ping Pong Pro. That's for the PS Virtual Reality. Tomorrow is Last Labyrinth. Thursday is Sparklight. Friday is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Astroneer, and Tokyo Ghoul Recall to Exist. And that's it. That's all the video games already.
Damn.
Not even 5 minutes. All right, now it's on to the anime, and one I've been waiting for. I got it today. I'm a happy camper. I thought it was supposed to come Thursday, but nope, it came today already. It's like, thank you.
What was it?
I'll tell you in a minute. You'll trust me, it's in here. All right, but anyway, here are all the new animes that are coming out this week. First, from Funimation Crunchyroll, we have Bungo Stray Dogs seasons 1 and 2 plus OVA. That's on Blu-ray. Then from Funimation, we got Gosick, the complete series. That's in the Essentials Collection. That's on Blu-ray. From Funimation Crunchyroll, Izetta, the Last Witch on Blu-ray. That's also in the Essentials Collection. Also from Funimation Crunchyroll, we got Radiant Season 1 Part 1, Blu-ray and DVD. From Funimation, Shomen Sample, the complete series. That's an essential on Blu-ray. Ooh, hey Janet, this might be up your alley, or it could be up mine too. From Shout Factory, Spirited Away Collector's Edition.
Ooh!
On Blu-ray. I love that movie. But that's not
so
what
do
that
I.
was not the
I've got it. I've got it on plain DVD.
I do too. Alright, also from Funimation, we have Valkyrie Drive Mermaid, the complete series. It's under the Essentials. And let's see. Oh yeah, I've got to do this one because this is the one I have been waiting for years and years and years. So, drum roll please! Sailor Moon Sailor Stars Set 2. That completes the entire run of Sailor Moon.
Is that good or bad for the fans?
I guess in a way it's both, because it's good that they finally got all of Stars out, but it's bad because that's the end of it.
Okay, question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. In the Sailor Moon one, did they include the unedited version of the one they censored out?
Yeah, everything's uncensored.
So when the two men are women, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh yeah, uh-huh. Oh yeah. Zoisite was a woman in America, a man in Japan. They made him a man in Japan.
Okay, so good.
Mm-hmm. So yes, but that Sailor Moon Sailor Stars Set 2 is out. I got it today. It's like, yeah, that's it. For the first time ever, I have the entire 200 episodes and 3 movies of Sailor Moon.
Boy, on those really cold, wet days when you can't go anywhere on the weekend, that's a good time to binge watch.
I'm gonna do some binge watching.
I just said that.
Yeah. And speaking of binge watching, guess what started today? Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, and I was watching an advertisement for Disney Plus. Guess what's included? National Geographic.
That is true. That is correct. National Geographic is in there.
Does that mean that we won't be able to get National Geographic on our cable and DirecTV anymore?
I don't think that's going to be the case. Like, what Disney Plus is like you choose the programs that they've got. Not the other way around. I think the National Geographic channel itself is still safe.
Good.
Yeah, and get this. I signed up for the triple combo on Disney Plus. Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu. All for $12.99 a month. You see, I signed up with Disney Plus first. They said you could switch to the bundle. They took $6 off the bill.
I saw that they were going to start to draw the customers in. Start you out at $7.
Right. But I got the triple combo for $12.99 a month, so that's not bad. And here's the best part. The Hulu is free of ads. I don't have to deal with ads. It's like, yes, I'll take that too. Like, what? According to Sajo, Naruto is now on Pluto TV. That is true. Naruto's got its own 24/7 channel. Naruto.
Okay.
Naruto, the anime. That's got its own 24/7 channel. He says, I hope Sailor Moon is in Pluto TV. That would be nice because there's enough episodes in Sailor Moon that can get its own 24-hour channel. Excuse me. All right, let's go over to the manga bit. Manga. Better than Marsha. Sorry, couldn't resist that one either. All right, let's get started. Let's start with Sunday the 10th. All right, we have from the J Novel Club, Ascendance of a Bookworm Part 2, Volume 1. That is for the Nook. I don't believe Nook still exists. All right. Anyway, out yesterday, both of these are also from the J Novel Club. We have Grimgar of Fantasy and Ash, Volume 14 Plus. That's for the Nook. And Infinite Stratos, Volume 10. Then today, the first three are from Yen Press. Angels of Death, Volume 8, both regular and digital. And Anne Happy, Volume 10. From Seven Seas Entertainment, The Arpeggio of Blue Steel, Volume 15. From Dark Horse, we have The Art of Splatoon 2. It's a hardcover book. And it's also available in digital. Let's see. From the Jane Novel Club, we have Blue Morning, Volume 8. From Yen Press, Chio's School Road, Volume 6. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Classmates, Volume 3, Sotsu Jiosei. From Yen Press, Delicious in Dungeon, Volume 7, both regular and digital. From Viz Media, Dragon Ball, A Visual History. That's an interesting idea. I like that. Let's see. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Freezing, Volumes 25 and 26. Then from Yen Press, we have Fruits Basket, another, Volume 3, both regular and digital. From Viz Media, we have Full Metal Alchemist, Full Metal Edition, Volume 7. From the J Novel Club, The Greatest Magic Master's Retirement Plan, Volume 3. Now that's funny. Let's see. From Denpa Books, we have Inside Mari, Volume 7. From Yen Press, for both digital and regular, Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon on the Side, Sword Oratoria?
Good. They're getting rescued from the dungeon a little more.
Yep. All right. Also from Yen Press, we have Kiss and White Lily for My Dearest Girl, Volume 10. That's both regular and digital. We also have Mercy Lago, Volume 12. That's also... let's see, both regular and digital, same from Yen Press. Then we also have from Yen Press, Yankees, Volume 4, regular and digital. From Cross Infinite World of Dragons and Fae for the Nook. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Our Wonderful Days, Volume 1. From Yen Press, we have... From Yen Press, we have Overlord, the Undead King, Volume 1, both regular and digital. From Viz Media, we have Radiant Volume 8 and Record of Grand Crest War Volume 5. From One Piece Books, we have the reprise of the Spear Hero Volume 1, The Manga Companion. From Viz Media, we have Requiem of the Rose King Volume 11 and Rene Volume 31. And also we have A Tropical Fish Yearns for Snow Volume 1. Then from Kodansha, we have Sailor Moon Eternal Volume 6. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Saint Seiya, Saintia Show, Volume 8. From Yen Press, Sekire, Volume 10, 365 Days Without Her. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Skeleton Knight in Another World, Volume 2. From Yen Press, we have Skullface Bookseller, Honda-san, Volume 2, both regular and digital. And we have Star Wars, Lost Stars, Volume 3. From Kodansha, we have Witch Atelier, Volume 4, both regular and digital. And for the, let's see, wait a minute. Why don't they have this twice? Oh, well. All right. Anyway, then from Sublime, we have Yardichin Bitch Club, Volume 1. And finally, from Yen Press, we have Zozo Zombie, Volume 5, both regular and digital. And finally, on Saturday, we have Ari Fiorata Zero Volume 3 for the Nook. And that is all of the manga for this week. Ouch, ouch, ow. Alright. Okay, let's get on to the DVDs and Blu-rays, because there's actually a lot this week.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Yep.
I just finished with the manga. So, on to the DVDs and Blu-rays now.
On to the what?
The DVDs and Blu-rays.
Oh, really?
Yep. All right, so let's get it on.
Get it on.
Yep. All right, so first things first. All these movies are on Blu-ray and DVD, and all these scores are courtesy of Metacritic. So ready or not, here we go. First, with a very high 89, which I believe is the highest score of the week. Yes, it is. With an 89 is The Farewell. Writer-director Lulu Wang's second feature is based on an autobiographical story she told on a 2016 episode of This American Life. After learning her grandmother had terminal lung cancer, her family decided not to inform her grandmother of the diagnosis and instead throw a wedding to reunite the family. In the movie version of this story, Awkwafina's Billy is in the same position Lulu was in, wanting to tell her grandmother about her illness and comfort her. Billy's attempt to balance her desires against those of her family results in one of the best-reviewed films of the year. And then it's on to Good Boys, which scored a 60. Think of it as Superbad Jr. The Office writers Gene Stupnitsky and Lee Eisenberg return to the big screen for the third time following Year One and Bad Teacher, with this R-rated comedy following the day-long odyssey of a trio of sixth graders who accidentally break a drone belonging to a parent and skip school to find a replacement while prepping for their first kissing party. Produced by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, Stupnitsky's featured directorial debut earned mixed reviews, with some critics questioning the combination of young protagonists and raunchy humor filled with F-bombs and sex toys, though the biggest complaint seemed to be a lack of originality and way too much repetition in the jokes. Alright, then we have, with a good 64, The Mountain. Set in 1950s America, the latest film from director Rick Alverson, who did the comedy and entertainment, follows a young man played by Ty Sheridan and a renowned lobotomist played by Jeff Goldblum as they tour asylums, eventually meeting the leader, Dennis Levant, of a growing New Age movement. It's another challenging offering from Alverson, one likely to divide audiences as it has critics. And finally, with a 70, is The Peanut Butter Falcon. A young man with Down syndrome, played by newcomer Zach Gottsagen, who has Down syndrome in real life, runs away from his nursing home to pursue his dream of becoming a professional wrestler. Enlisting an outlaw, a university plays Shia LaBeouf, and yes, he was shooting this very film when he got arrested, to aid him along the way. John Hawks, John Bernthal, Bruce Dern, Thomas Hayden Church, Yellow Wolf, and Dakota Johnson fill out the cast of this Southern drama, an Audience Award winner at South by Southwest for first-time directors Mike Schwartz and Tyler Nilsson. And here are some more movies on Blu-ray and DVD this week. First for the 43 is 47 Meters Down, Uncaged. Then with a 50, we have After the Wedding. With a 60, The Angry Birds Movie 2. With an 80, Aquaria. Let's see. Then with a 58 is Brian Banks. With a good 75 is Buñuel in the Labyrinth of the Turtles. Then this one's on DVD only. Cubby. No score on this one. Blu-ray and DVD. The Day Trippers from 1996. Criterion Collection release. All right. These three are first-time Blu-rays. The Far Country from 1955. House 2, The Second Story from 1987, and Operation Crossbow from 1965. Then on DVD only is Polaroid, and oh boy, I'm going to have to get the foghorn ready for this one, because one of these movies has a really bad score. Alright, the winner, or should I say the loser of the week, is Pretenders, because that one... that one basically scored a nice whopping 14. Yeah. 14 points.
Out of
100. That's bad. All right. Then we have Rogue Games from 1981. First time ever on Blu-ray. Next two are on Blu-ray and DVD. First with a good 70 is Tel Aviv on Fire. And we also have The Weeknd. And then we have two more movies out for the first time ever on Blu-ray. Winter Kills from 1979. And from 1959, The World, the Flesh, and the Devil. All right. Then on the TV, on DVD, and Blu-ray. First three are on DVD and Blu-ray. First is The 100, Season 6. And anybody who's a Big Bang Theory fan, if you need Season 12, you can complete it now. Or if you just want to get the whole series in one shot, you can do that too. They have all the seasons in one set. Okay. Then we have Bungo Stray Dog Seasons 1 and 2. Cobra Kai on DVD, that's Seasons 1 and 2. That's the one on YouTube. Let's see. Line of Duty Series 4, that's on DVD. DVD and Blu-ray, we have Poldark Season 5 and Poldark the Complete Series. I know that's that one you'd find like on Masterpiece Theater. Okay, then the next three on Blu-ray and DVD. We have Radiant Season 1, Part 1. Sailor Moon, Sailor Stars, Part 2, Season 5. Knit 1, Pearl 2. And we also have, with a good 73, Star Trek Discovery Season 2. And finally, Steven Universe, the movie. It's a TV special.
Okay.
Yep. And
now
it's on
the wrong part.
Here come the CDs, y'all. All right. I'm also keeping an eye on the cube and keeping an eye on them, too. Okay. All right, let us zoom us down to the middle of the month. And I'm going to tell you now, there are a lot of CDs. But I'll tell you this, after this week, it won't be so, it's not going to be as much because guess what will be there? Thanksgiving.
Title artist.
Yep, exactly. So here we go. We have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 8 that came out on Sunday. First two are from Void Jasky. We have Psytrance and Deadhead Levels 2. From J57, We Can Be Kings. Then we have a creative name with Yo Pierre, You Wanna Get Got?
Now what are you laughing at?
Just that title. Yo Pierre, We Wanna Get Got? Okay, whatever. Let's see.
I think he was asking if his friend wanted to get laid.
Probably. I don't know. Let's see. We also have Twin Ponies with Body on Credit, Hit Boy with the Chauncey Hollis Project, Evie Adamu with Gnaw, True Damage with Giants, and then all these guys came out yesterday. YTN Snizzy with Television, Gigi with OSC Circadia, One with Private 01. Beck with the Paisley Park Sessions, JPEG Mafia with Free the Frail, Torre with High 72, Maria Taylor, self-titled, Is One with Blue Miz, New Era with Evolve, Matt Watson, No Nut November.
No Nut November?
Yep,
okay.
That's what it says. Let's see, we have...
Sorry,
YC.
I just had a nasty thought.
That's fine. Well, you have YCA with Echo Amano, Plumbo with Bargain, Burner with Plaza, and now we'll hear all the ones that are out today. I'm going to be skipping this one. Kanye West with Follow God.
Barf.
Yeah. Then you have Tonight with Tonight 2, Gloria Groove with Allegoria, Liturgy with Hack, Menhain with Own Pace, Jeff and Laura, let's see, Jeff Rosenstock and Laura Stevenson with Still Young, and what a cute dog they put on the cover. I love that dog. All right, then we have Colin Self with Orphans, FKJ with Yang Yang, Game Shark with Shark 5, Triple Red with Death, featuring DaBaby, Let's see. Then we have Too Close to Touch. I'm Hard to Love, But So Are You, Volume 3. Let's see. They have Lil B with Loyalty Casket. Sarah Mary Chadwick with Please Daddy. Y. Oak with Fortune. Francis Lung with To Make Angels as Snow. And then these are coming out tomorrow. Asian Doll with Fight Night. Luna Shadows with Practice. Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted. If you're not familiar with her, listen to there's a song she this is, the first song she had was You Should See Me in a Crown. I thought the title was You Should See Me in a Crowd. It's supposed to be a crown.
Did you get me? Did you get yourself politely corrected?
Yeah. All right, then we have Ephraim with Icon. And then on Thursday, CYM, self-titled. Then we have Blessed Life. I'm sorry, Mama Moo. Yes, it's right, Mama Moo with Blessed Life and Carry Knowledge. Then on Friday, we have Quadrupede with Interiors. Rose with Hymn to Moisture. Oh, here's a name we haven't seen in a while. Celine Dion. She has a new one. Courage. All right. Then we have Fall Out Boy with Believers Never Die, Volume 2, Greatest Hits. Then we have Molly Birch with the Molly Birch Christmas Album. Pumarosa with Devastation. Kokomo with Totem Youth. Half-Handed Cloud with Gathered Out of Thin Air. Liz with Planet UK. Emily Jane White with Imminent Fire. Mary Lambert with Grief Creature. Let's see. John Mueller and Jeremy Pavelka with Clarity Cycles. Okay, let me out. Thank you. Then we have Drev with Hollow Loss. Left Behind with No One Goes to Heaven. John Mueller with Codex Intuere. And let me go check over here. Okay. Deaf Radio with Modern Panic. Vatican with Soul Impulse. Chris Camara with Here's to Christmas. Corey Wells with The Way We Are. Shanti Celeste with Tangerine. Drift Spirit X Canix CKE Beats with Dark Passage. Toy with Songs of Consumption. Despised Icon with Purgatory. ARP with Ensemble Live. Bolzer with Laissez Majesty. Then we have Nato Coles and the Blue Diamond Band with Flyover. Excuse me. Then we have various artists with Milk on Milk. Then we have Hammock with Silencia. PBDY with Careworn. Lee Gamble with Exhaust. Let's see. Then we have Alba Noto and Ryuichi Sakamoto with Two. That's it. Two. T-W-O. Then we have Benoit Pialard with Silva. Ninja Sex Party with Under the Covers, Volume 3. The Springfields with Singles, 1986 and 1991. Tori Lanez with Chinks Tape 5. Then we have Varsity with The Basement Takes, 2015 to 2016. We have AK with Ooh. Then we have Sam... Amidon with Fatal Flower Garden EP, A Tribute to Harry Smith.
I never heard of Harry Smith.
I don't think it's the Harry Smith I'm thinking of. But anyway, next up we have Take That with Take That Odyssey, Greatest Hits Live. Bear with me, girl. Okay.
Woof.
Let's see. DJ Shadow with Our Pathetic Age. Lil Peep with Everybody's Everything. Abigail Williams with Walk Beyond the Dark. Ken M. with Climb. Fred the Godson with God Level. Various artists with WXAXRXP Box Set. Let's see. Various artists with Peaky Blinders. Patty Waters with Live. GFOTY with GFOTV. Chuck Bass with 12 Course. Iggy Azalea with Wicked Lips. Fran with A Private Picture. Maddie On with Good Faith. Tombstones in Their Eyes with Maybe Someday. Alfie Templeman with Don't Go Wasting Time. Blood Warrior with Animal Hides. Tay Shee with La Linda. Let's see. Kids Bop Kids. Kids Bop 40. Damn. Been on that for a long time. Then we have Bonnie Prince Billy with I Made a Place. Wayne Hancock with Man of the Road. Tinder Sticks with No Treasure But Hope.
Yesterday.
Let's see. Bucket Evans with Write a Better Day. Aziza Brahim with Sahari. George Michael and Wham with Last Christmas. That's that new movie that just came out over the weekend.
Which one?
Last Christmas. That new one with Emilia Clarke.
The one you don't like very well because it's too early for Christmas.
Well, I mean, at this point, actually, it's after Halloween now. I think it's okay now. Because we're almost in the middle of the month anyway, so I think it's fine. All right, then we have Lily Kershaw with Arcadia. El Lado Negro with Live at KCRW. ZR with Atu. Blood Ponies with Hoax. Faye Victor with Barn Songs. Milky Chance with Mind the Moon. Naga with Voight Cult Rising. Grimes with So Heavy. Raised Fist with Anthems. Dog in the Snow with Vanishing Lands. Delilah with Beneath the Floors. And the last one for the week is Little Mosquito Disease with Game of Mosquito.
All right, you might want to look for Red Ranger Tim.
Don't worry, I'm keeping an eye on the studio right now because I finished. We're done. We have 29 minutes left.
You know what? It's kind of sad. They found that little 5-year-old girl dead.
Oh.
Remember they were looking for?
What state? I forgot.
I believe she was the one that was playing with her brother.
Uh-huh.
And she went up missing.
Uh-huh. Somebody's got to do something about that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, since we had the holiday off yesterday, well, we couldn't really do the box office. So guess what? Let's get to the box office, shall we?
We shall.
Okay. Let's hit the weekend. At the weekend.
Hello. And, sorry, that was an unintentional Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's fine. All right, well, anyway, big surprise at the top of the list. Midway won the box office with about $18 million. That kind of surprised everybody. And there was a headline. There was a headline I saw. This just made me laugh so hard. Midway. This was the headline on Box Office Mojo. Midway scores surprise number one finish as Dr. Sleep is caught napping.
I like that one too.
Very clever. All right. Well, anyway, Dr. Sleep did finish number two with only $14 million, and there had been a lot of hype for this movie too. Let's see. Number three, Playing with Fire. That's the new one with John Cena. $12.7 million. Number four, Last Christmas. That's the one with Emilia Clarke. $11.4 million. And the number five movie, which was the number one movie last week, was Terminator Dark Fate, making $10.8 million, but it dropped a huge 62.8%. That's not good.
No. That isn't good.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to go from the top of the hill to the bottom of the heap. All these movies made under $1,000 in the box office. So, ready or not, here we go. First, we have Maiden, $933. Anthropocene, The Human Epic, $755. Chain for Life, $584. Christ Stopped at Ebola, $581. Stuffed, $442. After the Wedding, $435. To the Arctic 3D, $405. Space Station 3D, $357. David Crosby, Remember My Name, that one made $264. And you might want to brace yourself. The last two made under $100. In fact, brace yourself for more. It made under $50.
What?
Okay. Yeah. So, here we go. The first movie that actually did scored under $50. Island of Lemurs, Madagascar. $27. But guess what? That's not the loser of the week. Get ready, because the loser of the week, and you get the drum roll, here we go. The Death and Life of John F. Donovan. $11.
Oh, shit.
That's it. That deserves an all foghorn. Yeah. $11. That's got to be embarrassing. And it's only been in theaters for 12 weeks. Because I'll tell you right now, to the Arctic in 3D, Space Station 3D. Space Station 3D has been out for 917 weeks. The Arctic 3D, 395. Because most of these are like 3D and IMAX movies. So it does make sense. Yes, me. Oh, yeah. Definitely time for that Price is Right loser horn for that one.
Shut up!
All right, well, that's enough of that. But, you know, like I said at the beginning, Disney Plus has officially started.
They had a slight problem on their opening day.
What happened?
The service went down on opening day.
That does not surprise me, but thank goodness I didn't really do anything at Disney Plus. I actually went to ESPN Plus. But I would love to see. I'd love to see ESPN have an app say ESPN the Ocho. That'd be funny. That would be hilarious.
The what?
On August 8th every year for the last couple of years, ESPN has done like an all day thing of weird events going on, and they rename the channel ESPN the Ocho. And what they did was, what did I see? They had cornhole championships. They had, what was it, marble racing. They had sign flipping championships. Seriously.
In other words, unconventional gaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's something else, too. The fact Disney launched today, what happened exactly 1 year ago today?
What?
Stan Lee passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he died 1 year ago today. And I feel like the launch of Disney Plus could not have been more apropos.
He didn't light the fire.
Nope.
But he sure was a major part of keeping the flames spreading.
Yeah. Let's face it, he was a pop culture icon. Yeah, Sajid says, I miss Stanley. Oh, I think we all do. I will always be grateful that I was able to get that photo with him back in 2017.
I didn't get an autograph from him, but he did talk to me for about a minute.
Yeah.
And I was just honored to be able to speak, even if it was for a minute, to a pop culture legend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just like George A. Romero before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
He was very nice to me when I was going through problems.
Right. Yep, exactly. You know, there. I mean, there are a lot of good people out there. Yeah, but let's see. I think I may go to bed doing some Disney Plus tonight. Cause I've already added the apps. I've already had the apps on my iPhone and iPad.
Yeah. Hey.
Excuse me.
Don't get me started. I feel the same way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we had our own little bit of history today here in Montgomery, inaugurating Stephen Reed as the mayor. He is the first African American mayor of the city ever.
I bet you it didn't sit too well with the bigots out there.
No, but I'll tell you this.
No offense to your state, but there's still an awful lot of bigots out there who are chafing because a black guy got an African American. Excuse me. I don't want to be non-politically correct.
Yeah. But you know, I was able to watch the stream. They had it on the local stations because it was a big deal anyway. But the ceremony went very, very well. Todd Strange made a very easy transition from him to Stephen Reed, and you know, I'll tell you this: Stephen Reed was my classmate in the class of 1992 at Jeff Davis High School. He did a lot as the probate judge already. I think he's going to do a lot more good for Montgomery. Just give him a chance first, right?
Right.
Because,
are you watching for Red Ranger Tim?
Yeah, keeping an eye out for Red Ranger Tim, but there's only 17 minutes left, so I'm not going to worry. But yeah. Let's see. Ouch, ow, my head. Yeah, yesterday I was out putting up posters for the local convention we're having, but I end up getting a really bad headache because usually 24 hours before the weather changes, I will get a bad headache.
You better, but speaking of change of weather, you better bundle warm in the morning.
Don't worry, I already got my purple hat with my ears ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am ready for the cold. And who knows, depending on how cold it is in the building, I could be wearing that hat all day. All right, let's see. Let me say here. All right. Oh, yeah. Here's a good one for you. Mr. Neelix, are these penis-shaped potatoes the only food we have on this entire ship? I'm sorry, Captain, but I'm afraid it is. This is a dictatorship.
Oh. You got to repeat that one when Red Ranger Tim shows up.
Well, the good news is, oh, there's Eye Shine. Hey, Eye Shine.
Hi, Eye Shine.
Let's see. How cold? I'll be at 27 tonight.
And I'm still sleeping with my windows open.
Lucky you. Excuse me.
Okay.
I'll tell you this, there are going to be some stories that are going to be definitely worthy of a rant rocket, but we're going to save them for Thursday. Okay, now this is the story. Janet, you share this one. The veteran who got the ride from like three or four different counties with the sheriff's department.
Share that one. That is a feel-good story. Share it, please.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to share it straight from the Morgan County Sheriff's Office. This is a feel-good story, by far. Okay, let's see here. Let's put it in the chat here. But yeah, this is one of those situations where you're grateful that there are people like them. So this was last Wednesday. On Wednesday in Alabama, a Walker County Sheriff's Office deputy came across a man walking down the road with an oxygen tank and learned he is a disabled American veteran trying to walk or hitchhike from the Jasper area to Huntsville for a doctor's appointment he was told he could not miss. With no way to get there, he said he started walking. Now, I want to check something. What is the distance between Jasper and Huntsville? RL to Huntsville. Oops, that's not how you spell Huntsville. Okay. All right, Jasper to Huntsville is 91.4 miles. So he wanted to try to walk. Yeah. Well, anyway, the deputy acted quickly and escorted the Gulf War veteran to the Cullman County line, where a Cullman sheriff deputy picked him up. The deputy then transported him to the Morgan County line, where a Morgan County sheriff deputy took over and met a Madison County Sheriff Office deputy in Huntsville who finished the trip and took the man to his appointment. After an overnight stay, we were happy to do it all over again today in reverse to help the man to get the man back home. We are thankful for our veterans and we are honored to play a small role in supporting this man who gave a great deal for our country. In an unforeseen turn of events, the man's son saw the post and recognized the disabled vet as his father, who he had not seen or talked to in several years. Hopefully, they can reconnect. There's an interview with the link. I don't need to do it. You can do it at your own discretion. But it just goes to prove.
Man.
It just goes to prove there are still good people out there.
Yeah, and not all cops are bad.
Nope. But guess who gets the spotlight? The bad ones.
Excuse me.
Yep. Burp, 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 burp. Oh, something else. Sonic the Hedgehog. You remember the movie that was supposed to come out this time of year, but it was stopped cold because of his design?
Uh-huh.
Well, the good news is they have, they have put out a brand new redesign, and I will tell you right now, it looks much, much better.
Looks more like Sonic's supposed to look, right?
Yep, Sonic is really looking like Sonic.
Well.
But guess who's playing Dr. Eggman?
Who?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, well, he'll probably do Dr. Eggman over the top the way he did the Riddler.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Grinch.
Yeah. All right. What has bigger eyes, fewer teeth, and more than what you may remember from your childhood? Yeah, Sonic. Like, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Is after what happened late last year? It's like, no, you ain't. But anyway, Sonic
last year.
When they put out that first trailer, it had Sonic looking like a hairball. It's like, no. All right. So anyway.
Yeah, I see now the picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway,
the one on the left looks like Sonic as a pup.
Yeah.
The one on the right.
But anyway, the one on the right literally looks like Sonic. Let's see. Sonic, the beloved 90s video game icon, got the facelift that fans have been clamoring for following the horrified backlash that the original Sonic the Hedgehog movie trailer received. Fans came down hard on the original design when the original trailer debuted back in late April. Sonic, they said, looked drastically different from the lovable hedgehog they had grown up playing. Director Jeff Fowler had tweeted he would make changes, saying both Paramount and Sega were open to changes. "Thank you for your support," Fowler wrote on Twitter at the time, "and the criticism. The message is loud and clear. You aren't happy with the design and you want changes. It's going to happen. Everyone at Paramount and Sega are fully committed to making this character the best he can be. Hashtag Sonic movie, hashtag gotta fix fast." Anyway, the new trailer that dropped today shows off the results. Sonic has more Sonic-like proportions with larger eyes, a rounder face, a less human-like mouth, and less teeth. He more closely resembles the video game character he is based on and not the creepy version they initially showed off. In replies to the tweet showing off the new trailer, the fans had overwhelmingly positive responses to the redesign. "Absolutely in love with the new design. Thank you. If only more creators actually listen and care when fans want an authentic creation of their favorite characters," one user replied on Twitter. "Y'all nailed it. I'm excited for this movie," another person wrote on Twitter. Sonic the Hedgehog was originally slated to be released on November 8th, but it was pushed back until February 14th, 2020, to accommodate for the redesign. It's like, oh, thank God.
Because, well, I just hope it works out.
I think it will. It's just interesting that it comes out on Valentine's Day.
Didn't Sonic have a girlfriend?
You know, I can't remember.
What?
Tim posted this yesterday. It's a candle for fuck this. Smells like I'm over it, by Felicia.
Smells like what?
Smells like I'm over it, by Felicia.
I'm not even going to ask what that's all about.
Well, it's from the Whiskey River Soap Company. How's that?
Okay.
Let's see. What else is new? Who cares about mattresses? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Who remembers the temporary buildings at school that were up for decades? Yes, I definitely do. Okay. Oh, all right. Here's something interesting out of Japan.
Okay.
All right. Akihabara anime breasts billboard taken down by Tokyo government for violating social ordinance.
The Akihabara sign? Oh,
yeah.
I hope you're listening to that.
Oh, don't worry. When I put the link in the chat room and he sees it, he's like, what? All right. Everyone in the chat room, I do apologize. This link is long. All right. So anyway, Akihabara anime breast billboard taken down by Tokyo government for violating social ordinance. Local police rein in the boob harem of more impregnate boobs of the flame super erotic app academy. Tokyo's Akihabara district is famous for being a mecca for otaku geeks, with store after store heaving with anime, electronics, and manga goods you won't find anywhere else. Stepping inside a lot of these stores reveals something else they're heaving with: books and characters with oversized breasts. And while this wouldn't necessarily cause an anime fan to blink an eye, busty characters are a staple of the Japanese manga and anime worlds, for the uninitiated, it can be an unusual and unsettling experience. So when a gigantic billboard appeared on the main street of Akihabara on the 1st of November, covered with anime schoolgirl characters unashamedly revealing their enormous breasts, it elicited mixed reactions, with a toku full of praise for the poster and regular passerby enraged by it. All right, the giant billboard is actually an ad for the latest release from Japanese adult PC maker Milk Factory, titled "More Impregnate Boobs of the Flames." Boobs of Flame Super Erotic App Academy. The copy at the top of the billboard reads, "Get a boob harem with a super sexy app." stretching over several stories of the anime and video game specialty shop Traders Number 3 Akihabara branch, which is on the main street that runs through the neighborhood. The billboard's giant blossoms elicited a huge amount of criticism online. After a week of complaints, however, Chiyoda Ward, where Akihabara is located, finally stepped in and took action to remove the poster. A tweet from someone says, who describes himself as a man who loves anime and otaku culture but abhors discrimination against women, shows private correspondence from a Chiyoda Ward official, which outlines the social ordinance violated by the billboard. According to this person, the official response from Chiyoda Ward says the ad violated Article 14 of the Living Environment Ordinance of Chiyodaku, which prohibits activities that adversely affect young people, including the distribution of inappropriate flyers and pamphlets and posting of inappropriate advertisements. The Ward also went on to say that the Environmental Town Planning General Affairs Division and local police officers are working together to give proper guidance to the store where the billboard was posted, and they will continue to conduct patrols around the area. While many hailed the decision as a victory against boob extreme anime that gives all anime a bad name, for a large number of otaku, the disappearance of the booby billboard was a travesty.
This goes to show you even the Japanese are conservative in some respects.
Right. Anyway, but
by the same token, the Japanese are the ones that started hentai.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Anyway, many commenters couldn't understand why otaku were so upset at the decision, leaving comments like these. Akihabara isn't a comic-cat venue or an isolated space for otaku geeks. There are many ordinary citizens who have lived there for a long time. Why is there such a lack of recognition regarding the fact that local residents actually live in the area? It's as if the otaku community wants to take revenge on the women who deride him. Akihabara is a town for special erotica. People still come here to buy home appliances and electronics. If you walk just 10 steps from this billboard, you'll be in a residential area with an elementary school, church, and a supermarket. While brazen billboards like this one are appearing on the main streets of Akihabara, it can be easy to forget the area is also home to a number of residences where families and school children live. Hopefully the ward's patrols of the neighborhood will keep the overly sexualized images in check, or else everybody will be calling for Akihabara to be walled off from the rest of Tokyo. So that's basically it. And we are running out of time. We're down about 2:13. So tomorrow is just going to be a general Wednesday. We've got no particular theme. We're just going to do it. Okay. And then Thursday, of course, is the Thursday free-for-all. And Friday is the all-out review and Naughty Mad Lib show. I know that will make Tim happy.
Make me happy, too.
Uh-huh. Here's me. I'm going to go to bed as soon as the show's over. All right. So anyway, we hope you had a good three-day weekend. We hope you saluted a veteran at least once, and so forth. So, I'm just going to go ahead and say this right now. Please remember to follow us on Facebook. We have our group page there. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is BTA_TIP. And, there's Weebly. That's it. You can follow us on beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, there are three ways to catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle store. Second, listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast for Beyond the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great night, sleep well, stay safe, and we'll see you tomorrow for Wacky Wednesday. All right, that's all for tonight. Have a great night, and remember...
You... I almost had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up!
No.
All right. Then, of course, there's this.
Alan Groot.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Groot.
Uh-huh.
Watch out for the little twigs.
Alan
Groot. Oh, get that fucking little twig, you guys.
All
we
right.
We blow this all up.
All right. And this is going to be the last one I'm going to choose for tonight.
It sounded more like you said my card. Oh, could you say hate?
My card! My halibut! My panic!
All right. That is all for tonight. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Night, y'all.
Good night. Surely I'll talk to you.